This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I'm John Ryan, and this is Pod Roast. This week, Boots the Chemist, literally talking poo with intestinal influences, and the man called the Honourable Member for the 18th Century, Jacob Rees-Mogg, as maskless as he is fertile. I've always had a soft spot for Boots. My mum worked there back in the days when it had a photography counter. That was long before its Sugar Babes reinvention or its iteration as a go-to for Clarins and condoms on every railway station. But it still had a rep as being reassuringly of another time. A high street matron that could help solve any unmentionables with a comforting wink. Which could be why its latest venture feels a little out of time. Taboo Talk is a new podcast, a 7-episode pilot. Who pilots something for 7 episodes? That it says will break down stigmas and tackle the most common health and wellness subjects. When my skybox is literally promising me tonight an episode of Botched with a woman who has a duck butt and a bulging belly, a DJ from Wolverhampton getting his wanger out to get a date, or Barbara's lump on her back after losing £131, it's hard to even imagine any stigmas still standing, especially when Boots' 7 episodes promise such mundane bodily functions as having sex, giving birth, or sleeping. Certainly the conceit of wheeling on a Z-list celebrity to talk about their experience of each one is so far so bloody 2021. Biscuit oligarch Jamie Lang is up first, talking about a 6-hour panic attack, and even I couldn't sit through that. So we're jumping on to episode 2, Gut Instinct. What's your stomach trying to tell you? Something that sounds like a weekend album track instrumental strikes up. Hi, I'm Vogue Williams, your host for Taboo Talk, begins our host. She's got a very listenable Irish accent, but her pace doesn't match the theme tune throughout, which sounds like it was slapped on afterwards. She's also very scripted and saying exactly what you'd expect her to say, at least until she tees up the guests for this episode. The identical twin blonde Scottish DJs, the Mac Twins, are carving a new niche as gut health experts, apparently, and this episode features both of them, plus rugby legend Johnny Wilkinson, whose interest in gut health spawned a new business, the Pod Spiel tells us. The setup paragraph finishes, the theme ends, and we cut to a more natural-sounding Vogue, clearly recorded on another occasion entirely. There's a slightly annoying reverb on her now, too. The sisters are first. They explain volunteering to take part in twins' research for medical science and being asked to send their poo off in the post for 2 months. So far, so Gillian McKeith, circa 2004. They have a nice way about them, though, and playfully self-critical. They say they were brought up on deep-fried pizza and chips and 10 fags for lunch. Occasionally you hear a guffaw from Johnny, which is odd, as he's not been introduced to us yet. When we do get to him, he says his introduction to gut health came through his mental health challenges. His missus is a nutritionist, and they both alighted on homemade kombucha, kefir yogurt, and sourdough bread to improve their gut health. It's so connected to mental health and everything else. Vogue soon moves off him, though, and back to the Mac Twins, now renamed as the Poo Girls, she calls them. They recommend the Bristol Stool Chart as a way of logging your poo diary. They say 1 in 5 people take time off work due to digestive issues. We could all benefit, apparently, on tuning into what we leave in the toilet, they tell us. It's not just about not having gluten, dairy, alcohol, or fun. There is a more holistic approach. The gut-brain axis is really powerful, say the girls. Johnny talks about piling in protein as a rugby player and how the spontaneity of food choices could be lost at that time. Fibre is like the unnamed bassist in the band, say the Mac Twins. Vogue suggests 70% of our immune system is in our guts, with a cheery, and I don't know if this is true, which feels like an opportunity missed, really. It's not a bad listen, and the guests are engaging enough. There is a big NB on the spiel, saying if you're worried about your health, go and see a doctor. like, duh. But it feels to me like the race for coverage has led them to book a reality star model for a host, Dr. Google Guests, and what's actually missing is a genial actual doctor type to add a layer of medical context to get the colour from the guests and the reinforcement of key messages from someone who's, well, got a bit of paper to show they know what they're talking about. A solitary string is being plucked. A rich bloke's voice, the Mogcast, a fortnightly conversation with Jacob Rees-Mogg about the topics of the day. The theme abruptly stops, and Harry Phibbs, the local government editor of conservativehome.com, makes a gag that no other interviewer is available to talk to the star of the show this week, so he'll do it. He promises Mogg that we'll get on to the reorganisation of Somerset with a different unitary status in due course, but let's start with the football. It's a bizarre way in, but it's brisk, and quickly gets to the meat of the conversation. They're talking about football, of course, as this is the first edition since the Euros have been and gone. Cricket is Mogg's game, though, and his languid, laboured Man Not of the People Act soon moves on to that sport, with all the questions swerving brio of a politician. Harry clearly thinks he's being paid by the word, but from out of the clouds of extraneous stuff, he asks, albeit with the journalistic rigour of an alpaca, with freedom approaching, whether we can expect another lockdown. Mogg hails the vaccine, but also makes the point that COVID loves to overturn a long-term forecast. But he soon turns the spotlight on the political. He says the inner socialist is coming out in the Labour Party, that COVID's allowed them to tell us what time to get up in the morning, what to have for breakfast, when we should have lunch, how many children we should have, the whole idea of collective control. Conservatives believe in individual responsibility, he says, and that people make better decisions for themselves than those made for them. All of which is a long prelude to Mogg answering the vexed mask question. Will he be wearing one? He says this morning, 12th of July, on recording, that he wandered around the Palace of Westminster and met almost nobody. In those circumstances, he will not be wearing a mask. What would be the point? He asks. What would be the point? Well, it would save the rest of us from clapping eyes on half of your face, or inhaling any breath or spittle off you, which I'm guessing would smell of truffle oil, port, and snuff. This answer isn't even challenged by Phibbs. There's even the most submissive thank you you'll ever hear in response, until we're on to the next subject, the reformation of the upper house. There's a bit of theatre where Mogg reads the text of a bill in 1911 he has in a book, which listeners can hear I'm picking up, he says, in the only bit of colour in the whole thing. There's a jaw-dropping moment too when Phibbs asks if university is too far gone, presumably to the woke side, to discuss and debate for fear of cancellation culture. Even Mogg doesn't wholly agree with this, although he is quick to pour scorn on the Dons boycotting Oriel College, thanks to its Cecil Rhodes statue. It contrasts with a moment when he calls legitimate criticism of his views the flotsam and jetsam of political life. Now, I believe this one has some kind of a following. You can imagine the tweed-skirted and red-trousered front row of the party conference lapping it up. And I guess in a world where independent newsrooms are being lapped by all member of echo chambers and social media, it's novelty for the rest of us to be allowed into the lion's den. I'm John Ryan, weary-eared and disappointed, this week with Taboo Talk from Boots and the Mogcast from Conservative Home. I listen to these, so you don't have to.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.